starting over here. Last week, we first started off with a discussion about a yid and a goy. Yes. You have this file? Beautiful. Thank you, Givali. This is it.
Just leave it to me.
This file. Yeah. If you have the others of this, we would take it. Yeah, perfect. But so let's first start off. We started last week with a very interesting tshuva towards the end of the shiur with a question which Reb Moshe Zachar Lerucha wrote to his brother-in-law. In the question that Reb Moshe Zachar Lerucha wrote to his brother-in-law, there was referring to a case of shitfis between a yid and goyim regarding a shlachtos. The concern was that the yidin couldn't sustain the shlachtos unless they were open on Shabbos. And therefore, what they wanted to do was, they wanted to keep the place open on Shabbos with a shitfis between the yidin and the goyim. The Moshe said a few conditions. The first condition he said was that it has to be that the shechita could be open, even, which means the yidin would be able to survive even without the goyim working on Shabbos. And in the event that it can't be done, it becomes a much more serious shaila. Now, everybody said, I wanted to take a few minutes to focus on one more question before we go into today's specific subject. The Moshe is a very interesting tshiva, where he speaks about ribbis that comes from a bank that pays yidden money that's earned on Shabbos, which means as follows. Remember, it's very important when we learn Reish Mem Hei, which we've been learning the last couple of weeks. In Reish Mem Hei, there are two shalas. One shala is, you're not allowed to direct the person to work on Shabbos. If you direct a guy to work on Shabbos, that's going to be Usa. So if you're going to have a guy work on Shabbos, and you tell him specifically, so let's say I give a pair of shoes to the to a guy, right? If I say to the guy, perhaps you can fix this this pair of shoes.
Don't you give him a time limit?
You say to the guy as follows. You say to the guy, I'm giving you a pair of shoes to fix. Now, since if it's bekablunus means that it's not that it's a schir yoim. If it's a schir yoim, it's always going to be usa. Because schir yoim means I'm paying you for the Shabbos day. That's already a problem. Fati, there's nothing to talk about. The next case is not schir yoim. The next case is bekablunus. Bekablunus means I give you the job. I'm paying you by the job. So a pair of shoes to fix costs $25. You'll pay me for the job. So the luch is that bekablunus is mitta, as long as I don't direct him that he has to dafka work on Shabbos. That's halucha number two. Now halucha number... Yes, and you have to. It's very important what it says. For example, if I give him a pair of shoes, and I give him the pair of shoes erev Shabbos to his man, and I know he's closed on Sunday, and he's only open on Shabbos, and I say to him, I'm going to pick it up Monday at 9 o'clock in the morning. Essentially, what I'm doing is I'm asking him to... on Shabbos. I mean, I can tell you myself. What's that?
If he's supposed to be open or closed, he can do it on Sunday, but he doesn't want to be open on Sunday.
I'm sorry?
He doesn't want to be open on Sunday, but he could theoretically do it on Sunday.
He could, but if you know that he's for sure closed on Sunday, that's what it says in the shingle that's in front of his store, and you know he's open on Sunday, so essentially you're telling him to work on Shabbos, then it's already also going to be Usa.
You say I can't give my clean. Do I clean this thing on Friday afternoon to brush and clean this? Not ready for Monday morning.
If you tell him it has to be ready specifically for Monday and it's closed on Sunday, the answer is no. If you tell him it should be ready on Tuesday, I don't need it till Tuesday, then the answer would
and
be
he
yes.
That's
already called Akamadata Danav Shikovit, yeah?
I understand that it's about the picking up money on Shabbos.
Yeah, so how about earning money on Shabbos? That's a very good question. Let's talk about this question.
We have a problem in America because on the money it says, God we trust.
I know.
If we don't pick it up, anybody can step on it.
Oh, that's a another discussion. Very good point. Another discussion. Fine. So, one second, everybody. So let me, if you don't mind, let me focus. And you ask the question, but then I have to focus on the subject.
This thing you said, a couple of months.
Yeah.
Is there also, if it's fancy, it's also.
Very good. Very good. Let's put in this point too, because it's very important to finish off the subject. I didn't mention this. He's saying an excellent point, and that is that when it becomes a public item that's shmoy ulav, like the Chazal referred to as a merchitz. And in today's day and age, the best example is when a person has a building, he's building real estate, and like we say, it's betoichatchim means that it's where you can go and walk there on Shabbos, everybody sees, that would clearly be usa, By the way, Rabbi Saeed, that was just for a little bit of a geschmack, a side point, and a, you know, parenthetically speaking, there's a great riddle they ask. How is it possible that Hilchas Chalamoid should be more chummah than Hilchas Shabbos? Is it Shivas Noid Behida? How could you have Hilchas Chalamoid be more chummah than Hilchas Shabbos? Because you have a case when if you're building a house on Shabbos, if you're building it, bekablunas, like you said, it's usum shemar asayin. But when does it become mitta? In one case, it becomes mitta when it's chitz l'tchim. But on Chalamoid, there's
your
no
such
and your name, chitz l'tchim, your name is not on it, right? All those different. So the name is not on. It's very interesting. You read that Shiva's written when people have to transport items, right? You have to transport meat from one place to the other. If it's done by your own trucking company with your big name on it, that truck is not allowed to operate on Shabbos. If it's not, Shmayulav is also an important halacha. But if it's not Shmayulav, so then it's mutter if it's out of the tchum. But Rabbi say if it's in the tchum, it's always going to be usur because of maris ayin. Now, what is the exception to the rule? Chalamoid. Why is Chalamoid the exception to the rule? Because there's no chitz l'tchim, because everybody can drive a Chalamoid. Famous Shiva's night, Behida, the Shara Shiva brings in Shulchan Aruch. So comes along Rav Moshe, and a very interesting Shiva. Rav Moshe discusses what's going to be the story if he writes a Shiva to his son, Rav David. He says, you have a case where you have a bank. The bank is throwing off interest on your money. And you're receiving the money when from the bank. Now there's two ways of receiving the money. Now remember, the bank works. It's not exactly your headache. The bank happens to be paying you money. They can pay you compounded quarterly, annually, monthly, or they can pay you something called compounded daily. If they pay you the money compounded daily, so you're earning money on Shabbos. Now remember, there's no issur maluch. I didn't direct them to work on Shabbos, but it's interest that's coming from Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to make money for Shabbos. So what do you do if you happen to have to earn Schar Shabbos? The only way you're allowed to accept the money is what we call Bahavlua. Bahavlua means it has to be swallowed up with weekday money. If you swallow up with weekday money, then it's okay.
But it's not. It's compounded daily.
If it's compounded daily, the problem is it's not Bahavlua. What's the answer to the question? So the answer to the question is there is a way to do it. And what's the way to do it? So a regular case is not such a serious problem. Why is it not a problem? Because let's say Shabbos. You could say it's Bahavlua because Rav Moshe says, I'm taking the Shabbos money together with Matzah Shabbos' money. And Matzah Shabbos, I'm allowed to collect money. Friday night, I'm allowed to collect the money because I have Friday by day. But Rav Moshe says you're going to have a problem when you have two days Yom Tov. He says it's no problem. Why is 2 days Yom Tov no problem? Because Memunavshech, right? It says Beish Nol Yantiv, so whatever happens in one, because Memunavshech is only 1 day Yantiv. But what happens when you have Yantiv and Shabbos that are going to be connected to each other? You have a whole Intesanta issue. So what does Rav Moshe say you should do? Rav Moshe said you should take the money that you earn on Shabbos and you should give it to Tzedukah, Matan Besaisa, so you don't have Hanua. Now, I find this Shiva Rav Moshe very interesting because when we learned Rav Moshe's Shiva, and Rav Moshe discussed, when we learned this last week, about being a shittuf with a guy, with another yid, the Mechal Shabbos, Rav Moshe said, you can't enter into the business. Why can't you enter the business? Because the business is going to throw off Shabbos profits, and you're going to get the money. Rav Moshe didn't throw in over there that you have the option of the Shabbos money, taking the Shabbos money, and... Again, a bank that's giving you money. Oh, fine, you're saying that it's worse. It's worse. You're saying it's worse because this is money coming from a yid, so he doesn't throw in this option. Lamasa, when we walked out of the shir last week, there was one great question that everybody asked. Everybody said, no, like they say in Yiddish, medav zan praktish, right? The fact is there are many people in these industries, and there are people who are partnered up with Goyim and with people that are not Shomer Shabbos, and how is the Shala actually being dealt with? Now, just to read you a Lushin of Rav Moshe in another Tshiva, which I had in last week's booklet, I'll read you a little bit and then I'll go to this week's booklet. One second. Rav Moshe says, Beduva, the heading of the Tshiva is, Binyan Shitvisim Yisrul Mimelachal Shabbos, because Shiesh Le Tzorech Kedai Shalai Lias Poyolites Lachayim. Rav Moshe says, what's the story with being a shittuf with a Mechal Shabbos when you have a tzorich? And what's called a tzorich, he says, because you don't want to work for another person. So Rav Moshe says, Hine beduva ben tzorich echad asher panasusa hi mimah she'ovet etzel firmes shoynes b'meleches riyas cheshboynes, which means he works for an accounting firms, okay? Shekoilin, which he writes, is called certified public accountant. Okay, that's how he translates this job. For Moshe says, somebody approached him and who's not a Shema Shabbos. He says, I have a firm. I would like to take you in as my partner rather than you working for another firm. This is an elderly gentleman that has already a successful firm. He plans to retire soon. The firm and the receivables are going to be transferred over to this partner who's going to enter into this new firm. So we call this a golden business opportunity. All he needs to do is go work for the accounting firm. The old man says, as long as I'm there, I want you to assist me. And then you can have the company.
Huh?
It doesn't talk about how, what, when, where, but that's what the Ramesh says. Now, here you have a great case, because here already you have a case where a Yid is walking into the motion, he's asking the following shalom. I have a Mechal Shabbos that wants to partner up with me. If I partner up with the Mechal Shabbos, I'm going to have a Gevaldige Panusa going forward, where I'm going to obtain an accounting firm. Am I allowed to partner up, the Yid asked Reb Moshe, with a Mechal Shabbos or not? Zukt Reb Moshe, now he refers back to the Tshiva we read last week. Huh? What?
The money is earlier.
Well, let's read. Reb Moshe said as follows in the Tshiva that we read last week. He says, I wrote Nigris Moshe Orechaim Simon Tzadik Aleph, Shehitarti L'Shoy Meshabbos Lasses Shitfes and Ein L'Shoy Meshabbos. Ich amate gewein, for a Frimme Yid to make a Shitfes for the Not Shoy Meshabbos, Rakli Moisachol, as long as you only make a partnership for the weekday, V'imei HaShabbos V'yontev Lo Yishaychem Lo Yiklal, but you can't have any profits from what comes in from Shabbos and Yontev. V'gam, Dafka, so there's a few rules, Reb Moshe says, for me to allow this partnership to take place. Number one, the Shoyim Shabbos needs to tell the Ein Shoyim Shabbos, no, I have no share in the Shabbos profits. Number two, v'gam dafka, k'she Ein Shoyim Shabbos, ain't tzorich la'Shoyim Shabbos klal, the yuchel l'nal ha'esek ba'atzmai o'ish yesh habash yitzi li'ez imay shitfim. Which means that the Ein Shoyim Shabbos, the Shoyim Shabbos rather, would have the ability to keep the firm open if they were shut down on Shabbos. Which means, if it's an essential that the only way you can be a partner, this firm can exist and be successful, is through being open on Shabbos, the Moshe says you can't partner up. But if it could be successful anyways, and the Mechal Shabbos happens to be working on Shabbos, and you don't take the profits, he gave you another Eitzah. Or he can easily get other partners in the firm, because then you're not the Messiah L'Dvaveira, let's call it. Then you're not the Oibel L'Fa'iv L'Sit Michshel. Kedei Shehila Yigin L'Shitvim L'Chal Shabbos, V'tanai Zeh He Gam Be'iv D'Zi Avol. So he says, very interesting, the Moshe says, the Shal opposed to him was, this guy had a job already. Reb Moshe said he was only matter this shala in the case of a shas hadchak. If a person has a job, but he has the ability to move up the ladder and become a partner in a firm, is that called a shas hadchak? That was the question that was posed to Reb Moshe. Very fascinating Shiva Nigish Moshe, where Reb Moshe writes that working for another person comes along with a certain level of avdis, and being independent comes to a new level. Reb Moshe says that in order to be considered, having your own firm is considered b'shas hadchak. Very interesting truth. He says, to own your own place is already called b'shas hadchak. That's what Reb Moshe writes. Al Kapun, you see here very clearly from Reb Moshe that Reb Moshe had the following view. His view was that the only way you're allowed to partner up with the Mechal Shabbos, to enter into this partnership, is, number one, the firm will exist without you. The Shabbos is not an essential. If the Shabbos becomes an essential, there have to be other partners. So it's not you causing the Shabbos to happen. And Moshe adds one more point. The other point is, you can't have any part of the... You have to make a Tanai right away. You have no part of the profits. Now, I don't know what to tell you in the case of the firms that we discussed last week, where at the end of the quarter or the end of the year, they're going to make a Cheshbon. And at the end of the Cheshbon, they're going to say, you're entitled to kach v'kach, and then you decide to take that money and give it for tzedukah. Reb Moshe doesn't write the same shtickel Torah that he wrote by the tshiva of the bank. By the tshiva of the bank, Reb Moshe said, you can just take the proceeds and give it to tzedukah mountain besides. Here he doesn't say that. Reb Moshe seems to have more of a problem of entering into this partnership mitchilusoi, and the main issue he seems to have is because you're entering into a partnership with the schar Shabbos is definitely coming to you.
Now, the difference between a bank and a partnership.
What's the difference?
I'm not a partner with the bank.
Yeah. No. The ban case is one discussion. Schar Shabbos. That's the only discussion in the ban case. There's no issa on the melucha. Here there's an issa on the melucha. But the Ramesh said that when you're entering, this business is yours. Exactly. Now, there was a moderating point that was just mentioned. You mentioned an absolutely excellent point. And I actually was planning to leave this more for the end of this year. But once you mentioned it, I'll throw it in. There's a chilik which you just brought out to the olam. The chilik is as follows. And actually, this chilik is something which, if you want to be marachon and read the tshiva, it's really kedai to read every word of the tshiva, every word, because you read the tshiva at first, you'll really struggle understanding this tshiva, but at the end, you're going to have to come out explaining it the way you just explained it. The thing is as follows. If you take a look, this tshiva of the Igros Moshe, he asks the following question. I'll just skip around a bit just to familiarize myself with this question. The Moshe has a question, Imite liknois roi famanias shal chevro ha'yvedas b'shabas. Are you allowed to go and purchase most of the shares of a public company that is owned by Mechalalei Shabbosim? Owned and operated by Mechalalei Shabbosim, who's clearly going to work on Shabbos. According to the discussions we just had, the answer would seem to be absolutely not. Interesting, in this Shiva, Rav Moshe concludes that the answer is absolutely yes. So you hear this. Rav Moshe has a tremendous chilik between being an owner, having a business that's generating income, then your money investing on your behalf. Okay? It's a very big chilik. Now, what's the chilik? The chilik is what Rav Moshe writes in this tshiva. And forget. Let's talk. You bought it up already. Let's go a bit out of it. You know what? Get me a few minutes before we go to this shiva, because I wanted to. I'll tell you why I don't want to go to this shiva yet. I wanted to first shear on Reb Moshe's shiva, the Cholkim on Reb Moshe. Before I go into discussing when Reb Moshe himself didn't have an issue, I want to show those that didn't have as much as an issue.
One quick question. On the issue with the bank account of Moshe.
Right.
When Moshe was alive, they didn't have electronic banking. Everything was standardized. Today, no. If you read these people of electronic banking, a guy could go Erev Shabbos and take his money out from an account that earns money and spend another dozen earn money and put it back in Motzei Shabbos.
No.
So he has an opportunity to avoid earning the money. There's an obligation to do that, theoretically.
I don't know. You have money in banks that are locked up in CDs. You can't always take it out. It's not always a practical thing. And a person doesn't want to take a risk of listen, I hear what you're saying. And Moshe over there was pretty clear. It gives you an out. It says, take the money, make a cheshbon, and give it for tzedukah. Martin Basai says. So we're good with his... And only is a problem on a Shabbos Yontif. But okay. So let me stay focused here exactly on what we're trying to discuss. Let's stay focused for a few moments. What's interesting is on Reb Moshe's tshiva, where Reb Moshe says that to partner with a Mechalel Shabbos, he has a problem with it, but if it's a Shas HaTchak, and you figure out how not to be a partner in the Shabbos proceeds, and the business can operate without you being involved for Shabbos, or with Shabbos through other people who would take the position anyways, Reb Moshe is pretty comfortable with it, B'Shas HaTchak, okay? Now just... What is very interesting is that you have Shivas written on the subject, Merakutza Lakutza. I'll just read you a line here. It's follows. Hetra by say, you don't have this. It's in last week's Mar Mekaymas. This is written by Rav Sternbach in Shuvas Van Hugges. And he actually brings Rav Moshe, and he says, Vani Tumala Seifa Igris Moshe. He says, I'm surprised at the Igris Moshe. Shemachik imate l'shtatav kanal b'oifin ahi, the hi tzurich l'machal Shabbos, v'amachal Shabbos ain't a tzurich loy. He wants to argue very strongly that there's no way it's not going to come to some style of Ne'iva, some style of Ne'avera. And it's interesting that the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner, also has a tshuva where he's very machma on the subject. I also want to point out that there were two of the big Svada Shigedolim that I found that don't seem to have this Schar Shabbos problem that Rav Moshe had. The two that I came across that don't have this issue is the Yechav Adas, was one, and the Yaskel Avdi. Yechav Adas was Rav Avada Yosef. The Yaskel Avdi was one of the earliest Svada Shigedolim from the previous generation, but it was a very accepted Paisik by the Svadim. You don't find this Svura argued as much by the Ashkenazim, but I'll just share with you the Svura of what he says. He wants the Tana that even in the case where you're receiving Schar Shabbos, he says the concept of mevashel b'Shabbos is an issa, right? If a person's mevashel b'Shabbos, there's an issa. When you are mevashel b'Shabbos, and there's something called masa Shabbos only means the item that they did a melucha with on Shabbos. The proceeds that come off an item that you did a melucha with on Shabbos, that already he did not hold is an issa. He happens to have a whole interesting debate. If you go and you take a, if you take a you have mevashel b'Shabbos, and then you go and you sell what you cooked on Shabbos, he brings many poskim that you're allowed to reap the benefits, the hanua of the sale of the money. The actual food that was cooked on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use. But the benefits of that item, you're allowed to use.
So
there's a whole discussion. Loy v'shvi, loy others, mimma, that's the whole discussion.
What?
The money, here it's only money. Here it's maximum.
That's the benefit.
That's benefit. Yeah, but again. But it, no, there is an in-between. I want to show you on its surface that in Halukh of Masa Shabbos, there's something called an in-between. Okay, I'll show you right away. The concept of Masa Shabbos, you take out the Shulchan Aruch, in Archaim Simon Shin Yitches, Hilchas Bishul B'Shabbos, you'll discuss the concept of a Masa Shabbos. The Masa Shabbos means you cook something on Shabbos, you have to wait till Masa Shabbos, B'chadei Shiyas, B'shoyig, B'mezit, Loi Lachem, whole discussion, Machloik is different shit to say. The discussion is a wonderful discussion. Okay, Agav had a very interesting, this Shabbos in Besmedrish by the Kiddush, a young man comes over to me, he asked me a question, actually a very interesting question. Friday night his shunt was on the flame, and the flame was too high, and when the flame was too high Friday night in the shunt, his wife went, and what did she do? She added water. So I asked him, where did she add the water from? From the chaynik? He says, no, she added from the sink. So I said to him, why? Now, by the way, this brings us to another Gemara. I said to him, why did your wife do it? She said to me afterwards, she knew she did the wrong thing. So I said, perhaps she was afraid of you of burning your shunt. He says, yes, I vibe. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Masechtas Gittin. You remember the Gemara? La'oilam al yatal udam eim a yaseir b'toich beisa. You never place too much fear in your home. But, yeah.
It can be done, and I'll tell you how.
It can.
You take the pot from the shul and take it.
Put it under the chaynik.
Bring it to the sink.
The chaynik
is...
Chaynik is cooked. You have to put cooked water in.
Right. If you have a flame, if you have it on your oven,
yeah,
and you have a chaynik next to it, you're allowed to put it right,
right.
In.
That we agree. Yeah. But this lady went and did it from the sink. So he said to me, in the way he asked the shala, it's a shala of b'mezit. That's the way he came out. Shingat ha'mutchuchem, shingavist, he was matleim yisei v'tach beisai. And he knew already it was a shala of b'mezit. That's the way a person came with the shala. Huh? That's what it seems to me. So he asked me if he can eat the chalant or not. Igdich tafshila. Now you see what it means. So it becomes a very interesting shala. What's the shala here? The shala is if you say no, because the chalant was cooked before Shabbos, the chalant was cooked on a blech. What was cooked? A little extra water. The water is bitul barav. So the shala is, do you say bitul barav on Masa Shabbos? That's the question. It happens to be it's a very geshmak of Prima Godim. Prima Godim seems to come out that b'shoigig, to a certain extent, may be worse than b'mezid. Why? Because what's the reason why you don't say bitul by Masa Shabbos? Because the duvash yesh lematirin. Because you can wait for Matzah Shabbos. But if you say that b'mezid is mamash usa, it may not be a duvash yesh lematirin. Okay, but either way, but l'masa, the Mishabruya seems to be machriel issa on this very interesting question. So why did I bring up this point? Because I wanted to answer your question and show you that there is a difference. So the first Chaya Udam in Simon Shin Yitches points out, and he says, no, Rabbi, we're not going to get pulled into any air of discussions here. We're going to talk about it in Rishis Haram. And we'll talk about a place where everybody agrees you can't carry. Right? You have such a place where everybody's masking, you can't carry. And somebody went and carried. What?
There's nothing that everybody agrees.
Yeah, okay, fine, yeah, fine. Well, I'm talking about, I don't want to get into any of your questions. I'm putting it right out there. We're talking about a case, a place where you can't carry. And somebody goes on Shabbos and carries a pot of shulnt over to your house and he puts it down. No, the Vistachzana Frimana, what are you going to say? Masa Shabbos. It was. They did a melucha d'oraisa on Shabbos by carrying this shulam. Comes along the bealucha, and the bealucha says, no. He brings a chayudam, that's in klal test. The chayudam says that when you talk about an item that was carried on Shabbos, it's not maisa Shabbos, because there was no maisa done and they ate some chayfetz. The definition of maisa Shabbos is that you cooked something, you improved something, you made something. So that's why, to defend these svadas shegoyim who say that on the proceeds of money there's no maisa Shabbos, there is gray. You see that it's only the actual item that became changed, and that's what you really say, the concept of maisa Shabbos. So just to throw out that concept, it's a very important concept to throw out, that maisa Shabbos is not so bullshit. It could be that it is not maisa Shabbos. That's what the Chayodim Paskins. Chayodim Paskins said, in Haitzah, you don't say Maisa Shabbos, because Haitzah, the item is not Nishtanam Mikamais Shehu. It has to be that the actual item changes. So to throw out this Maisa Shabbos and money, no, is Taka, you can debate that point. Now, what's interesting is that there's only one Guan by the, or Shiva, I found, by the Ashkenazim, that totally goes laheta on this question. I went between last week and this week, I showed you where Rav Moshe stands on this question. There's one who I found that goes strongly laheta on this question, and I actually printed in the Maror Mekoymus, and look at the end of the Maror Mekoymus. I printed in these Maror Mekoymus three tshuvas. One is Rav Moshe, Zecharon Levrucha, and that we'll discuss soon. That's the question that you brought up about the corporations, right? That's one question. When it's only money, you don't actually own the company. Thereafter, you have a tshuva. Right after, there's a tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. Everybody said the Tzitz Eliezer was Rav Waldenberg, who is he was a very big poysik. He was one of the, as a matter of fact, he was a very, probably one of the most influential poyskim in the Eretz Yisraelige circles, but in the Israeli circles, he passed for the army a lot. He passed many of those questions. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in one of the Mizrahi yeshivas, and what's very he specifically discusses this question. So take a look. He wrote many tshuvas. This tshuva is already in the 20th volume of a sefer. It's in Chelik Chuf. Okay, Chelik Chuf Simen Chuf. He says beinyan Simen Chuf beinyan Shitvis im Mechal le Shabbos tshiva l'shala. Okay? Now, he, if you look at his tshuva, goes through every one of the questions we discussed, and he ends up laheta on every single one of them. I think he's the only Ashkenaz tshiva I found that goes in Gansan laheta on the subject. He starts off as follows. He brings a story that there are Shisha Eser Chaverim me Elitzur. No, who's familiar with the Israeli companies? What is Elitzur? Everybody say. Okay. No, you should read this tshuva because here. Read the introduction. You're probably familiar. Your son will tell you exactly what this is. Basically, they went into a business. He says it's just interesting to read the first paragraph. Shisha esre chaverim me elitzur she gamri course. It seems to be that some school. They finished a course. L'hachshara yoimus mitziyim litztarif le-cooperative. They want to join a cooperative. Okay? Yoimi shel ha-histadris. Okay? And he says, this company owns is two boats, and the two boats do they're touring boats, and they're going to have they're joining the kashrus division, and they're getting a partnership, okay? And there's going to be many people there that are working along with them that are going to be yidden and not yidden, and these 16 members that are look at this next paragraph, these sheish esrei hachaverim hadatiim, right? These 16. From people that are joining, graduates, they're going to get a monthly salary, plus they're going to get a profit sharing in this company. Distribution. It's Mamish Tashala, which we discussed till now.
The Egged Bus is a similar setup.
Yeah, and also the Egged Bus is what? It's owned, is the people that own it?
Cooperative.
They
don't work on Shabbos.
Egged Bus.
Egged
your Shalayim, I think, doesn't work on Shabbos.
I don't know about the rest.
Tel Aviv doesn't work on Shabbos, Egged?
Yeah.
Haifa
does.
Haifa does. Oh, you see, but as he said, it depends on your location. You have to know the location with these these places, okay? That's interesting. The question here is, that's interesting. I just want to point out one thing which is also interesting. He's taken not mentioning. No, he is. It's funny. I'm just looking at the question, because when I read the tshuva, it seems to be he's joining up with Mechal Shabbos too. And the question here, Besfinis Hamasa Yavdu Kama Pa'alim Lo Yehudim, Afal Pikein, Borish Abishten Yavapalam, Yehudim Gam Bashabbos. Here, oh no, I'm sorry. It's exactly the way I thought the question was. There are non Jewish, and there are Jewish that are all going to work together. So, in this discussion that he has, look at the next paragraph. He says you got to break this question into three questions. Lifnei Iva, they're operating cruise ships.
They're waiters.
They're serving, they're cooking, everything. It's a full.
He could be a waiter.
No, but he's saying over here that they're taking on parts of the kashrus division, but they're getting
setting in the kitchen, making sure that the food is kosher.
Good, but they're receiving profits from the Shabbos.
Any waiter, any mashgiach, go to any hall at any simcha on Shabbos. One second, very different.
The waiter who goes to work for a hall is only dealing with one question: schar Shabbos. That's it. Because everybody who's doing there is doing melucha. If you're hiring a frum caterer, you right? A good frum caterer is going to be careful to cook the food before Shabbos. Is that a good frum caterer? Of course, he's going to do it that way, right? He's gonna put everything in warming boxes, whatever he needs to do. He's going to do it properly. But he's saying differently. They're joining with goyim, cooking goyim. They're operating on Shabbos, like the bus case which he mentioned, which is a similar case. And you're receiving from the schar Shabbos. Yes or no? So he says, I want to break the shail into three: lifnei iva, misayel dva avera, and what? And the third. Nehena mi ma'ase Shabbos she'osa gam b'shviloi ividosoi v'nevam b'es Hashem achas achas. Now he writes a very, very beautiful tshuva, and he speaks about lifnei iva. He's basically unconcerned because we have a halacha in lifnei iva called when something is trei iva the nahara. Trei iva the nahara means that it's on the other side, right? There are other people that are available to do it. He basically goes to lifnei iva. He does not believe that lifnei iva is going to be a real concern.
Profit sharing is the same as decision making.
What's that?
It's called profit sharing. Doesn't mean they're right to be involved.
It's a very good question. I'm going to discuss that in a few moments when I discuss the corporations of Ramosha. Very good question. Let me table it for another 5 minutes, okay? Then he speaks about Beis, page Samach Gimel of this Shuva. He now goes into the next discussion. The next discussion is, we know that even when you don't have an Issa Lufnei Iva Lo Yisit Michshol, you suddenly have to deal with the lesser question of Meseyeh L'dva Aveir. And Meseyeh L'dva Aveir, by the way, becomes a much grayer area, and it becomes a much more difficult question. It's funny, I mentioned the story last week, but I had the story this Erev Shabbos again. I negotiated a settlement between two from Yidden, and one attorney is a goy and one attorney is a fry Yidden in that case. So one of them emailed me the goyish attorney emailed me Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. If you can get me the other document from the other attorney in a Word document, I'll send it back with my comments, because the first attorney only sent it as a PDF because they wanted the schuz that only they're allowed to make comments. Yidden can't make no comments. Fine. So I myself knew from this fry attorney, he will work on Shabbos. If I go and I send the email to this man, I didn't want to have a part of it. Lefnaivit is definitely not, because I'm not giving him a deadline. But I went and I waited to send that email till Matzah Shabbos, because you start to go into a shayla of misayeya l'dva aveir. That becomes the question, assisting in l'dva aveir. So in the next part he says, even though l'maisa, there'll never be a successful company if you don't have this group of mashkichim. So the group of mashkichim that are joining are the misayei l'dva aveira. So he goes through that too. I remember Moshe's Shuva throughout it. He said it has to be that they could operate through others without you, because he didn't want to get into these questions. He goes through it. He says, he brings an Oyv Yehuda, that even if there's a concept of misayei l'dva aveira, that's only when you assist him. But if he's doing it anyways, you're not mechuyev l'hafrishoy. Here, since the business is already operating, it's not a question of pushing him to do it, but rather it's a question of trying to separate him from it. For Lufnaiva, there may be an obligation to stop people from doing that virus. For Messayeya, you don't have that obligation. He also brings an interesting shuv in the Ksav Soifa, where the Ksav Soifa says that Messayeya has to be Bashas Maisa, not if you do something at one time and then they on their own do it on their own time. So he wants to say that it's not really the same, so he goes through both. Then he goes through the Shiloh that focused on. Ramosha Shiloh was Nehena mi Maisa Shabbos, which Ramosha said, I have a problem with the partnership because you're Nehena. Read Gimel, page Samach Dalit. He says, so I cleared Lifnei Iva. I cleared Misayeya. But what's the third problem? The third problem is Nehena Mimaisa Shabbos. Okay? And I'll read for you just a few paragraphs. Go to the left side of the page, page Samach Dalit, and the left side of the page, in our case, they're working for themselves. Everybody knows that the Frum Yidden don't want them to work on Shabbos. Because there it's talking about when the Mumma directly cooked for the Yid. He said here, they're working for the firm. On a general level. So it's not called that they're generating profits for the Yid. Because you have a concept in Mavashal B'Shviloi that it's also because I did it for you. So the Frey Yid did something for you. You can never have enough from it. Next. Go to the next one. But how about if you know specifically that it's a small partnership and he did it directly for you? So he's the only one that I found from the Ashkenazi Shepaiska that took this position that the concept of Masa Shabbos is only on who? Is only on the actual chayfetz, but to go and extend it to the money, he doesn't take that. Tigoin. He doesn't mention anything. He says that he basically feels it's going into a big pot with all these other things. Now,
what if he did everything wrong? There's some right things. He did everything wrong.
Let's just read a few more lines. I just wanted to bring out how he says this quite a few times. He said, look at the next page, Samachay, in the first paragraph, the second paragraph, he says, He says, "Mikol makan stomi es pesukah shel mishnah brura mashmash shesayv lahata hanoz the mer shel malacha af my hasofas hashvach shenishbet v'shabes." Okay, you know, I want to tell you something. The emesis, and he himself agrees that there are two, three tshuvas that he's troubled with. Okay, and at the end, he goes through different tshuvas that he found on shutvas with mechale shabes in Sifrei Hatshuvas. He brings down a Tshuvas base Hayotza. I actually looked up many of these different Tshuvas. Okay, and the Taka brings down that there's a Makam Chumra. But at the end of the day, he's Matrith. Now, I just want to say one thing. Anybody who has such a Shailas should obviously ask a Shailas Chacham, because you see over here, and you should ask a Shailas Chacham for each individual situation. Because you see over here a tremendous disparity amongst the Tshuvas, number one. You see Big Machloek is amongst the Poiskim, where Moshe sort of was very uncomfortable with entering into the partnership as long as you don't say up front, I don't want to have any part of the Schar Shabbos. Ulai, there may be another big nafkamina here, and the other big nafkamina here may be on the size of the firm. Because you see a lot of these arguments they're throwing around, they're saying that the other Yisrael Mumma didn't do the malacha for me. Right? That's a big discussion. He didn't do it for me. But when you have a big firm, no. So you can say that it was done for the general. There are so many others. It sort of just trickles
but
down.
But you're part of it.
But you're part of it. So he felt that the part of it is not an issue. Ramosha doesn't say that. But how about when you have the tshuva, which you have Ramosha's case, where you have three partners in the accounting firm, or the Michas Yitzchak has a tshuva with three attorneys. One Fry, and the third one is a goy, right? And then you're starting to, you have to remember, you have three questions you got to always go through in every single situation. Do you have an issue of Lufnaive? Do you have an issue of Misayel Dvaveira? Do you have an issue of Maisa Shabbos? Can they function without me, right? And if money does come my way, do I have to give away the money beforehand? Ramosha seemed to be was pretty machma. Here you have a posting that was a little bit more makel. So I would say that at least we identified the issues. And rather being machria, everybody should take each case on a case-by-case basis and ask the appropriate poisek. I want to cover one more subject.
Firm, what? He says that you have to work 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. And you take the Sunday and not the Shabbos.
Yeah.
And the other people do the same thing. Can you then join your prophets
together? Oh, very good, very good. So Ramosh is actually going to address this point soon. Ramosh is going to say, I'm going to read it for you in one more moment. That was how I was going to close the shir. But before I get to that, I want to just throw out one more thing. There is a discussion in Tshuvan Divas, Ramosh and Simon Nundalit, a nice long very lomish tshuva. And anyone, you want to have a real tiny gruchni after you went through this subject, take home these pharmakoimus and read this tshuva well. Ramosha discusses partnering up. Ramosha discusses purchasing roiv of the shears in a Michal Shabbos company. So Ramosha says very clearly, writes a tshuva to Reb Shlomo Miller, it's absolutely mutter. L'chayr, it doesn't seem to be consistent with everything that we said till now, right? Because you have Maisa Shabbos, you're earning, and Michal Shabbos are all working. So Ramosha basically says as follows, and that's why here it becomes a very big nafkamina if you have a day or you don't have a day. Ramosha says very simply, he says, when you invest and you purchase shares in a corporation, you have a company, you have the CEO, you have their workers, they make their distributions. What do they have to do with you? Absolutely nothing. When they come to focus on running their company, they have nothing to do with you, right? When the people at GE or any other company, do they ever come and they ask the shareholders? Ramosha says, they send out to the shareholders questions, proxies, if we should do this or we should do that, or if we should hire this person or that person. Ramosha writes that it's a joke. They're trying to make you feel that you're part of the company. Unless he says you own the amount, you do a day. Now, how do we understand the difference? No, Rabbi Friedman, right? So let me go through the point that you made, because this is the point you made. This is absolutely the truth. Ramosha obviously learned, this is an afkemina, when your company is earning money on Shabbos, that's called Schar Shabbos. But when you're in somebody else's company that you happen to be invested in is earning money on Shabbos, that didn't bother him as much. At the end of this tshuva...
Real estate, all the apartment buildings,
yeah, what's the problem?
You rent.
Huh? What's the problem? What's the problem?
Rent,
yeah, but I take the money by floor. The guy's living there ahead. I'm not doing a Maaseh Shabbos. I take the money once a month. And then I'm fine, right? So I wanted to just conclude by mentioning, now that... What's a prominent hotel?
A guy rents the room for the night.
The night or the morning. Ramosha's other tshuva. I take money for Matzah Shabbos or Friday. Yontif Shabbos becomes an issue. Yontif Shabbos would be the same discussion. Okay, listen, it's Yisrael. When you rent the car, they don't charge you for Shabbos. They just... they just charge you more for the other 6 days, and that's how they cover Shabbos. You know, whole system. Look, I wanted to show, now that we understand the sugya really well, I want to throw out a line, which I actually read the line the first time, and I was struggling with the line, but now we understand it. At the end of this whole corporation shuva, where Moshe talks about buying the shares of a limited liability of a corporation, he says, Ilishtatav Machal Shabbos basic Shia Pesuch B'Shabbos, last paragraph. How about partnering up with a Machal Shabbos with a business that's going to be open on Shabbos? Afsha Oise Asik he be'erovin mugbul, even though it's a limited liability, right? It's a corporation. Ve'ein hachrayis hefsid ala shutif. There's no achrayis for losses because you can't be obligated more than the corporation is. Ela ala mumina shutif. Mikomokam ein mokam lahati. Shutif zimitam zeh. Don't use my tshuva, Ramosha says, of purchasing shares in a corporation to become a regular partner in a closely held in a corporation, which I'm the partner with the guy. Aval, listen to your line. Im hutzorech gadol, if you really need it, yochal lasas kedin shutvis im akim. No, what does it mean by that last line? Now we understand what that last line means. You can make it like a shutvis and akim. The shutvis and akim means that I don't have any shaychis in the Shabbos proceeds. Then he was mater. So therefore, if you can figure out, again, cross off lefnei iver and Messiah, because you don't need each other to be open, and you say to the non-firmer partner, Shabbos profits are yours, I don't have any shaykhs to it, then in that case, you end up with a heter on that case.
You get Shabbos, I get Sunday.
Huh?
You
can't do keneged, that's correct. The truth is, it would probably be kedai to do a week of a shir on the heter mechiras that exist in history. Shtam mechira, how they work, how they don't work, kashrus. Yeah, they didn't like it, The mechayim only in certain cases, yeah. Yeah. Thank you.